How about this stat? If the Miami Dolphins lose Sunday, the Dolphins will be under 500 for the first time ever in the Mike McDaniel era.
That's impressive.
Everyone can bitch and moan all they want about Tua and, you know, whatever. Literally, they have never been under 500 during the Mike McDaniel era.
Let me tell you, for a guy who played with Cam Dumbass Cameron and the Sperano period and the Nick Saban goofy stuff and all that, people don't appreciate Mike McDaniel like they should.
And
think
Tua.
About that. Yes. Yeah. Let me give you old John Beck. Let me throw you a Joey Harrington and see if you appreciate Tua a little more. Yes, Mike McDaniel. I didn't know that stat. He's going to playoffs year after year after year after year after year. This damn Adam Gase. What's it, Adam? You want Adam Gase back? Come on, man. Don't do Mike like that.
And by the way, he's now got to deal with what a ton of head coaches deal with: losing their quarterback for a period of time during a season and having to go to the backup. It's just not unprecedented stuff. Maybe the visual of Tua on the ground with the fencing motion in his hands, like, maybe that's unprecedented. This is not unprecedented for a starting quarterback to go down, miss maybe four games, maybe more, and then a coach have to put together some sort of plan to continue a path to the playoffs.
In 08, the last time the Dolphins won the AFC East, the team I was on, Brady got hurt that year.
That's right.
The Patriots weren't 2-14.
Nope.
They were 11-5. We won the division. That's how we won the, went to the playoffs and all that stuff and got the wild card. Matt Cassel went in there and took them 11-5. That's what has to happen. Skyler, we talked about it this week. Skyler, they locked into Skyler. They drafted Skyler. They went with Skyler, got rid of Mike White. Like, Skyler can't walk in there and hand the ball off 40 times. He's a quarterback. He's the quarterback you decided on. So, yes, I don't expect to go 0-4 over the next month.
Mike McDaniel spoke with the media today. I was looking at some of the tweets from some of the reporters, David Furones, and all the reporters. Tua may travel to Seattle with the team on Friday. They're traveling on Friday.
That's a little cute.
See. I mean, listen, if you're fine, you're fine.
But he's not fine. He's on IR. He can't practice. He can't play.
Optics.
Of what? Him standing there? So they can talk about
optics of him
times?
Being on IR. You really think he needed to go on IR?
Tua, hang out at the house, chill out, put your feet up, drink some water, play in your backyard.
Adam Beasley, Pro Football Network, he tweets out, McDaniel said Tua is, quote, very active within the building. I can guarantee you that he is fully committed to the day and his team and is involving himself in any way the rules and the process allows. Mike McDaniel, this again from Adam Beasley. Mike McDaniel on the locker room's reaction to Skylar Thompson being their starter for at least the next four games. The confidence the team has for Skylar is real and it's earned.
Let's get it, Sky.
Also, Adam Beasley points out, shout out to the Miami Dolphins caterers for the Mahi media lunch today. Very
Ooh.
Nice. Very nice.
Hey, Stephen Ross got a little money.
Tell you what. Well, you know why? Because I don't think he had to give out all the game balls after the Thursday game, right? You can't give a game ball to every player after that disaster, right? So he's like, wow, look at all the extra money we have this week. Get the reporter's mind.
They had a surplus. They had a financial surplus.
Tom, and talking to Tom Garfinkel. Mabel, can you get Tom Garfinkel in here? Tom, I noticed we have a financial surplus. This seems to be rare in September. That's right. We didn't have to give out 69 game balls after the debacle.
And the interest rate went down? Come
the
on,
interest
man.
Rate, get everybody mahi. Get everybody mahi.
That 0.5% is $1 billion.
Right? Actually, a guy like him, he probably likes when it's high. He's got so much money sitting in cash that he's just collecting the interest.
You're right. He's on the
he's
other
gonna
side.
He's going to be surfing turf. He's like, what? 50 basis points. Cut out the turf.
He's on the other side of this thing, Hawk.